This is Beth Schultz, Vice President of Research and Principal Analyst at Metrigy, and welcome to the Metrigy Metrosite video and podcast. In this episode, I'm joined by my colleague, Erwin Lazar, who is President and Principal Analyst here at Metrigy. Today, we'll be discussing the recent announcements by Microsoft and Cisco to bring their calling services to mobile phones via native dialer integration. Welcome, Erwin.
Thanks, Beth. It's great to be here, and thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So, Erwin, why don't we get started with an overview of the recent announcements?
Sure. So there were two big announcements at Enterprise Connect around the idea of fixed mobile convergence or mobile UC. The first one came from Cisco WebEx, who actually made their announcement back last fall of something called WebEx Go. And that's delivered in partnership with AT&T. And what it delivers is a fixed mobile convergence solution that allows people to make calls from either their Apple or Android phones using the native dialer. So that's one approach. We'll talk a little bit more in the differences in those. And then get just again, at a high level, the second big announcement was from Microsoft. And Microsoft came out with something called Teams Operator Connect Mobile that's initially in partnership with BT, Rogers, Swisscom, Telly, and Verizon. And that provides similar functionality, also enabling you to make and receive calls through the enterprise phone system, essentially if you're using Microsoft Teams or Cisco WebEx, using your native dialer on your phone without having to go and open up a separate application. And again, obviously, in the Microsoft case, the call is handled through Microsoft Teams.
Okay, so that's great. Thanks for that basic info. Cisco WebEx Go and Microsoft Teams Operator Connect Mobile. What do these capabilities bring to the table?
Yeah, so the biggest problem challenge they solve is historically people who have wanted to make a call from their mobile device, even if they're using, say, a Cisco phone system or Microsoft Teams phone system or any of the competing services that are out there, have defaulted to their native dialer. And they've done that simply because it's easier. They if I wanted to make a call, say I'm a Cisco Unified Communication Manager, WebEx calling client, and I wanted to make a call from my mobile device, prior to the advent of WebEx Go, I had to open up the mobile phone, unlock it, open up the WebEx app, and make a call through that app, or take advantage of some limited capabilities that Apple has offered through something called CallKit. But essentially, in most cases, people were just using that native dialer to make a call. And that call was going out over their personal phone number, not necessarily the same number that would be provisioned for their business phone. So you lose all of the integration capabilities that you get from having that phone call being handled by the enterprise phone system. So I think from the first standpoint, they solve that big problem, which is I don't have to open up a separate app to make a phone call. I now just make a phone call like I always did. And in the Cisco approach, they use what's called a dual SIM. So they actually register the phone with two different phone numbers. And when I place an outbound call, I'll get a little pop-up that says, hey, is this a business call or is it a personal call? You know, which phone number do you want to use as the source for that call? So I can very quickly just click on a pop-up and make that call. And again, if I pick the business call, that goes out from my business number. Person calling sees that as a business call. In the Microsoft world, it's a little bit more seamless in that with Microsoft, they have established carrier relationships with the carriers that I mentioned earlier, and they're integrated directly into Teams through the Azure cloud. So there is no user intervention. If I am using a business provisioned mobile phone that has a business provisioned phone number, that's the same phone number I'm also using for Teams. So whether I have a traditional desktop phone or I'm using my mobile phone, it's all the same number. And when I place a call out of the native dialer, that call is handled by the carrier who then hands it off to Microsoft, and it becomes essentially no different than if I was making a call on the desktop. So a couple of things to kind of keep in mind. You know, with Cisco, it's a little bit more flexible. You can have multiple phone numbers on a device. So if I have my personal mobile phone, if my company doesn't pay for one for me, I can add my Cisco WebEx calling number to that device. And in Microsoft world today, it's a company provisioned phone. So I don't have that ability to do split personality, although they've talked about adding that in the future, as well as support for SMS. So we're kind of, you know, version one of both of these. And again, I think that the biggest benefit to all of these from the user standpoint, you know, obviously simplicity, but you're capturing those calls. You're pushing them into a CRM if you're tracking. You're getting call data logs. You're able to ensure the proper routing of calls to 911 if somebody picks up that phone and dials 911. So both services have the ability to track user location.
So Earl, we've been talking about the idea of fixed mobile convergence for quite a while. Where do these new services, what problems do they specifically address maybe that FMC hasn't?
Yeah, I think we wrote our last report on FMC in late 2020. We did our last study looking at FMC around that time. And it's something that has come up, you know, over and over and over again, which is from the service provider standpoint, that mobile phone has always been a pain point. I mean, early days of mobile UC applications, you get a call on your mobile, on your UC business number, and you'd see a pop-up on your phone that would require you to unlock the phone to answer. And if you're on using the UC client and somebody called you, you would drop that call because the cellular call would take precedence. You had issues related to the fact that UC clients would only place calls over data connections, so they couldn't leverage, again, the native calling capabilities that are provided by those mobile phones. So, you know, I've seen companies like Tango Networks that have had a solution for a number of years. We just haven't seen them widely adopted. I mentioned our last study was fall of 2020. And what we found is of those who are using mobile UC applications, less than 6% were using them to make calls. They were using them for messaging. They were using them for meetings and video type calls. But when it came time to make a call or send a text, they defaulted to their native apps just because it was easier and it's what they knew. So in both of these cases, because these are provisioned by enterprise IT and allow you to take advantage of the native dialer, you hopefully alleviate that concern, which is, you know, I got to change behavior to make a phone call. I can't just pick up my phone and say, you know, hey, Siri, call Beth, as Siri pops up and actually tries to call you now, Beth. But, you know, you are taking advantage of the functionality and the design that's available to you from those mobile devices.
So, you know, you said this is a first step for Cisco and Microsoft. Talk a little bit more about any drawbacks that there might be.
Yeah, I think, you know, they're two different implementations. So they're, you know, if you look at the Cisco drawback, it does require that extra step. When I go to place a phone call, I have to get in a habit of looking at for the pop-up and seeing, you know, which network do I want to use to make that call. So it's a little bit of a change of behavior. On the Microsoft side, as I mentioned earlier, it only supports the business phone number on that mobile device. So I can't use my personal phone yet. I can only use one that's provisioned to me from a company. So, you know, again, both of those are drawbacks, but again, I expect that those will be overcome. The biggest one I think is more on the dynamic E911 side. So I mentioned earlier, both services out of the box require you to configure your location. But typically what happens when you make a phone call to 911 is that call is going to be, it's going to be sent out over the cellular network. And the cellular network would have to know where you are. So cellular technology typically triangulates you based on your connectivity to cell towers. So if that call is not, if the 911 call is not being handled by the carrier and instead might be, say, going across Microsoft Teams, Teams would only have the location information from your last known confirmed address when you registered your account. So I think it still needs to be fleshed out a little bit more how these services support dynamic location. You know, it's a mobile phone. You might be anywhere at any point. There's also, you know, they have to make sure they're Carrie's Law compliant, Raybaum's Act compliant. So if I'm on my mobile phone and it's a Microsoft provision phone for my company and I dial 911 on that phone, you know, if I'm in the office, it would be really, you have to make sure the security desk knows that call was made. And again, you have to know where I am at that given point in time. So again, I think those are the issues to flesh out. I think it's something that anyone that's thinking about implementing these technologies needs to do a fair amount of due diligence just to understand what the capabilities are around 911 dynamic location tracking.
So we can expect to see the services evolve around 911. Any other places to watch for evolution here?
Yeah, I think messaging, you know, I mentioned Microsoft is adding SMS in the future. I think SMS will be critical so that you're, again, able to use that single business phone number for all of your communications, whether it's calling or messaging. I expect you'll see the other UCaaS providers follow suit. So, you know, today it's just Microsoft and Cisco, but I wouldn't be surprised to see, you know, RingCentral, 8x8, Dialpad, Lumen, et cetera. All of those deliver capabilities, fixed mobile capabilities. And you see some of that already. You know, there's dual personality capabilities from AT&T. Verizon has something called OneTalk that allows you to use a single or single device for both business and personal. So, you know, you can see some of this in some of the carrier native solutions. I expect from all of the over-the-top as a service UCaaS vendors, you'll see the same level of functionality coming out over the next couple of years.
Okay, one last question, Erwin, and that is simply, what else do listeners need to know?
Yeah, I think, again, if you're a Teams or WebEx customer, this is definitely something you should look at. You know, we have seen consistently in our research now that people are more likely to be using their mobile devices for phone calls. They want to be able to do everything on that mobile device. We saw in our last UC study that we published, fall of last year, that about 10% of companies don't even have phone systems anymore because people just rely on their mobile devices. In that case, you know, they may be missing out on the ability to integrate those phones into, say, a CRM or a ticket support system or so on. So I think, you know, again, definitely if you're a Microsoft or Cisco customer, talk to them, start to conduct due diligence, think about trials, think about use cases where these kind of services could be very useful. And if you're not a Microsoft or Cisco customer, definitely talk to your UCaaS providers and understand what their roadmap is and when they will have similar services out the door.
Well, Erwin, thanks so much for giving us the rundown on these mobile UCaaS services. Really appreciate it. And listeners, thank you again for joining us for this MetroSite episode. We'll be back soon with more insight from our research in CX, workplace collaboration, employee experience, and workflow management.
Thank you.